The Hayloft in Östergel. The same night in which the refugees from the church loft were captured, nearly as many people were hidden in another loft less than 100 meters away. But they were luckier. The Gestapo did not find them, although the risk of being found was very high. This hiding place was the hayloft above the stables of Holger Kai Olsen in Östergel, between Little Strandstrad and Stora Strandstrad, and comprises three wings in a U-shape around the garden. During the war, there were horses in the stables, and some of the refugees said that they were kicking.
The sculptor Gerda Thune Andersen will now explain the meaning of the memorial plaque.
Hagadetta, you must explain to your children. In the second book of Moses, the Lord says to Moses and the people, you must explain to your children. The passage is related to Passover and is celebrated in the Jewish tradition in which the passage is read aloud and discussed with the children, who are told that they should appreciate freedom and never forget the torment of the past. We thus link the old history with the present. We can tell our children the same story about Second World War, liberation, and appreciating the freedom we have, which we do because others have done brave deeds.
Access to the hayloft, which was 8 by 5 meters, was via a narrow, steep ladder. The refugees here were among the unlucky ones who did not make it on board when the M.A. Flupierre left for Sweden on Wednesday afternoon. They first hid at the house of A. Christian Peterson, the head of the parish council, whose house was on Haunevei across from Stileplassen. They ate and stayed a few hours in A. Christian Peterson's living room, but this hiding place was too risky, and they were led further along the little alley to Olsen's stables. They stayed there for 24 hours, and this was not very comfortable. It was somewhat warm above the horses, but they could not leave the hayloft except a few very briefly to relieve themselves. They had to whisper and got chaff all over their clothes and hair. A tall, slightly stout man remained in a good mood and tried to keep everyone's spirits up.